God bless you all. Good morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful, Lord, that you woke us up with the right mind, that you give us strength, Father, to carry through, that you give us, Lord God, exactly what we have need of. Thank you that you've given us your Bible and the message of this hour, Father, to live out our purposes that you called us in the time and season you placed us in. So we ask that you enlighten us today, Lord, with your word, that you've given us the nutrients that we need, Father, and give us exactly the answers that we're looking for. I pray that you bless mightily the two services today, that you will help us to have a clear mind, Father, a clear heart, and a heart to receive. I ask this morning, Father, that you would prepare our hearts with this study as we go forth in praising you, worshiping you, praying, and service. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. God bless you all, brothers. Praise the Lord. Today we'll be talking about strength and the strength of the Lord in particular, how that operates in us. God's strength, you know, himself, and a paradox that I want to bring up, strengthen you and then strengthening others. This is the verse that helped me think about this. It was Romans 5:6, because it says, for when we were yet without strength, I was ministering about a month or so ago, and I remember just hitting this verse. See, that's what happened, is we didn't have the strength. It's very true. I had no strength for the things of the Lord. You know, that's why it seems so impossible when somebody, you know, you tell someone, we all know what good is. When you tell somebody, hey, you shouldn't do that, you should do that. It's like, yeah, I know, but, right? But I don't have the strength, in other words, right? Especially, this is, in particular, the 5:8 then talks about that God, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So this is a parallel where it says, in due time, Christ died for us, for the ungodly. So at that time, we had no strength. We had no power to live it. We had no anointing. We had no sometimes desire, right? So we'll focus on the word strength. And what's to be looked at in here is how it is completely night and day. Like, it has to be the operation of God in us to be able to live this walk. And it is just, and the more we walk, the more we realize the paradox, which is how weak we are, but yet, you know, in the inner man, how strong God can be in us, right? And then the more you realize that, you know, sometimes you get wins where you think you got a lot going for you, even after you go in maturity as Christian, but just how much true it is that we always depend on his strength. I mean, because sometimes we can lean a little bit on our abilities, but I have my share of experiences in learning that outside of God, I have no strength to live in his kingdom, right? It really requires that strength of God. Amen. So when we were yet without strength, just note that we had no strength for the things of God. In Psalm 84:7, it tells us, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. See, that's the promise now, right? As we go on with him. And so I want to bring about a little bit about God's strength and then focus more about this paradox about, you know, how strength and weakness, right? Brother Branham preached two messages about strength, and he said perfect strength, imperfect weakness. Those are some strong words, right? Not just strength and weakness, but perfect strength, and not just weakness, but perfect weakness. So just find out what that perfect weakness has to be in order for us to be able to get that perfect strength, right? And another place he says, oh, Samson, where has your strength gone? Anything that takes your strength to live out the things of God, is it worth it? I think anything that takes our strength is too expensive. Anything that takes your peace is too expensive. And I know I've been meditating on that, because you got to find out where your strength lieth. You know, Delilah, right? She was tasked, the king sent and said, go and find out where his strength lieth, right? Another area I want to focus on is, where is your strength, right? Where do you obtain that strength? And in Psalm 68, it says, of course, so God has the strength, we already know, and he rideth upon the heavens and the clouds. And in verse 34 in this psalm, it says, ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people Blessed be God. So here's the paradox. See, but Saul, not Paul, increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews and dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. So what has happening is this is Saul now, and he was increasing in strength, but it's not the right kind of strength, right? Because he was given power to go and go against the Christians. So see, and Brother Branham talked a lot about how the Lord has to deal with you on that, right? So with Moses, right, it took those 40 years to get Egypt in, and then 40 years to get him out, and how he said God gave him the hot-tempered woman tending sheep in the desert to make sure that, you know, he remembered, you know, his ways, right, and how strong he was, right? And it's just, you know, God, it's amazing because in the world, right, you know, we can have our strength, we can have our might and so forth, and even in our abilities, right? And Brother Branham hit it really hard, you're almost thinking like, I mean, you gotta leave a little bit something, right? Because he just kept on saying, nope, it can't be your ability. Nope, it can't be you trusting in your own self or your own ability. Like, God has to bring a man that's completely purged out of all denominational ideas and all denominational creeds and thoughts and dogmas. And it says, and then he can use you for his service. So see, and that's what it is. That it takes the life out of you, right? So, you know, if you had your strength taken out of you, you'll know it. See, but Saul increased in strength and more. So that's the wrong kind of strength. Because then when you start learning about the Lord, and then you realize that, you know, when the Lord starts working with you, then you really don't have any strength. You got to get to that point. Because in Psalms 22 and many other places, talks about, my strength is dried up like a potsherd. I have a photo here what that looks like. And my tongue cleaveth unto my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. That's pretty graphic, right? Just out there with the pots and the old broken brittle. You know, the old broken brittle and basically things that have had no life in it anymore, no strength. See, my flesh and my heart faileth. But God is my strength. He's the strength of my heart and my portion forevermore. So there's that verse I read here where it's dried up like a potsherd. So it's just completely out of service, right? And my tongue cleaveth. So this is what it looks like. You know, it says, brought me in unto the dust of death. So this is pretty much what that looks like. That's how we feel, right, when we're reading that psalm. And that's a potsherd. I had to look that up. I didn't know what that was. But it's basically an archaeological site where you find a pot that's brittle and broken, really. That's a new finding for me. And that's a good depiction right there. And then it says, brought me to the dust of death. You know, sometimes it's like in Proverbs, it's very, you know, it uses the analogies, right? But when you look into any given of them, you know, you learn a whole lot more about, you know, how it relates to being broken, also into the dust of death. That's pretty much where we need to be able to then gain the real strength of God and recognize when you have it and when you're running low on it. So Proverbs 10:29 says, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. You know, I say amen to that. Even you know, after you've been a Christian and all that, you know, brother has been preaching on that, any level of iniquity and all that, you know, it's like, at least in my life, I tend to pay for it. I don't know how it works with you, but you know, any mistakes we make, any, you know, how to do something, you don't do it. Like you said, you know, in your soul, it's not your desire. That's what really changed. But in your spirit, you know, in the realm, in the flesh, you can still just make the wrong choices, right? Under pressure and not willingly, but you know, you find yourself and there's destruction that happens. Right. See, that's the opposite of strength, right? It weakens you and all that. And so that's why I bring up that Delilah, you know, and Samson story, you know, where lies your strength? You know, where is your strength? And then where's your leaking area? You know, what depletes your strength maybe momentarily even? That's what you got to watch out for. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it's also gone from me. But then this is where the person that's in that condition starts reflecting. But of his strength, will I wait upon thee. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee. See, for God is my defense. This is someone who's known his strength and wants to be back in that position where you have that strength to carry out his will. I mean, you really even need strength to carry out God's purpose. That's how definite this kingdom is, that you might even know what God's purpose is, but you can't live it. If you don't have that strength, right? Well, you have to wait for it. And here it's a long verse, but we all know the last portion of it where it says, let the weak say I'm strong. See, and that's where the paradox comes. You know, you would think you'd say, let the strong say I'm strong. Yeah. See, it's just two things, right? Two dimensions, right? Talking about the weak and, you know, in our abilities, in our nature, or even sometimes out of our sickness, right? We can be in that condition, but see, that's what we had to say, but in the inner man, in the soul, you know, I am strong. And it's such a paradox to tell somebody, let the weak, remember perfect weakness, say I'm strong. And Paul prayed for that, right? Three times he said, talking about his stone in the flesh. But what did God say? You know, in weakness, right? It's in weakness that it says, my grace is sufficient unto you, right? And it's amazing, brothers, but I just say, I yearn for strength. I yearn for the strength to live out. Because you know when you're in it, right? And you know when that's taking a toll on you. And that's the thing, is the things of this natural life, you know, I wish you could just put it right back in. But it just takes in that, it takes in the Lord to be able to, you know, strengthen you again. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might. Been there, done that, right? Like a potsherd and the dust of death. He increaseth strength. See, his strength is what he increaseth. And there's a place where it talks also here shortly about increasing strength. Here, I think I'll read it in a little bit. Strength in you. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You know, even as I was preparing for the sermon, here I am all week, you know, waiting for what to bring. And it's a battle because you have all these things you know you can bring, but then you're like, always want to be sensitive to be what the Lord wants for that time. And it's just like the doors close. And it kind of leaves you so dependent on the Lord because, you know, you want to just bring things. And then he makes it real clear that you have to depend on him. And I like where it says, very present help in trouble. So it's almost like sometimes he just comes right when you need it, because he wants you to say, it's not any of your ability, it's not you, it's got to be me. I don't think you can preach without the Holy Spirit. I don't think you can teach without the Holy Spirit. Right. If it really, it has to be the Word of God in due season. And but you know, that's where, you know, the laboring comes in, right? Where, yeah, everybody says just let go and let God, you know, and I would love to be more prepared in advance. But here I are sometimes the night before, the early morning before, you know, because the Lord sometimes wants you in that position. He wants you to know that it's going to be him. And I don't know how, you know how that feels like, but that's when you really cry out for strength. And then I say, well, guess what? We're going to talk about strength, that if I don't have the strength to even know what to talk about. So see, God works in mysterious ways. Amazing. I hope it's a blessing to you all today. Amen. So for the joy of the Lord is our strength, is your strength. Amen. Another place that says we had strength because in the joy of the Lord. Kind of says it backward. The Lord is my strength and song. This is the song of Moses, by the way. And he has become my salvation. He's my God. I will prepare him in habitation. My Father's God. And I will exalt him. Prepare him as habitation. And then this is David's song. For who is God? Save the Lord. And accept the Lord, right? Who is a rock? Save our God. God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. I'm happy with that. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. See? Whose heart are the ways of them. The them that, you know, whose strength is in thee. Whose heart are in the way. Amen? See, what I like this proverb, and how it reads in Spanish, it has a very punch tone to it. Because it says, a wise man is strong, right? But then it says, yep, a man of knowledge increases strength. And in this word, increases strength, it actually says he's of a piercing vigor. See, and my goodness, when you're living like that in the Lord, and you're thinking, it's not my strength, it's not my ability. When you're just looking like that, you can just say no to something. You can just say, you know, move to something, because you know it's, I mean, and you know what that word knowledge means? It comes from the word docto, which means to know, and it actually means that's where the word doctor comes from. So I love it how it says a wise man is strong, and a man who's a doctor, right, on the things of the Lord, he's a piercing vigor. You just imagine like something that's just like a pierce and in vigor. And, you know, I want the Lord to increase me in that. I want the Lord to, you know, help me live in that and sustain in that. Because a lot of times nothing else would do, brothers. Yeah. I love that. Keep that in mind. That's Proverbs 24, verse 5. And in here in Psalm 138, we read, in the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengtheneth me with strength in my soul. See, that's not muscle strength. That's not ability strength right there. I mean, I even went back beyond the flesh, beyond the spirit. It just says, in the day when I cried out, you know, cried out in truth, God answereth me. And what did he do? He just gave you that power back again to live his life. He strengtheneth me with strength in my soul. And it has to be faith. It has to be faith, as we know those are the two things that operate there. Ephesians 3:16. That he would grant you, this is a prayer, according to the riches of his glory, and be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man again. Amen? And that's where Philippians 4:13 comes into play. I can do all things through Christ, see, who strengthens me. To do things, it requires strength. You know, it reminds me, I bought my little son a toy, and it's a rocket. You know, it's one of those National Geographic you buy at Walmart, and you stomp on it, and it has three rockets on it. You should try it. It's really fun. And they make them more durable now. And it used to be foam, and they used to break and so forth. But now they're like PVC pipe or such. And they're very light, and they got a little LED night at night. And you stomp on those things. They could go, it says, up to 100 feet. And I was looking in there because it's supposed to be STEM, right? Science, technology, engineering, and math, toy. And we're getting it to a birthday gift to someone, and then me and my son, I said, like, don't you think we need to have one of those? You want to play? So it's a little boy and engineering in me. So here we are stomping. It has a diagram, and it teaches you about drag and about thrust and about lift and about weight. So, and it's amazing, right? Because it has a little lever to angle it straight or to angle and to actually try to shoot at something. That's the learning part of it. And I was come to think about that, because I'm trying to think, you know, actually you can make the thing go farther if you put it at a certain angle, right? Because of the thrust is what's coming against you. If you're going up, the thrust is coming straight down. And I was just thinking a lot about strength, right? Is, you know, sometimes it takes a supernatural strength to come up hither. A saying like simple like that, right? Come up hither, right? It takes that eagle cry. It takes that supernatural to do something so simple, right? Because in our own strength and our own ability, but see, we live in a space age, right? Brother Branham talked about that. So I think we're going to be able to have that strength to be able to lift up like the eagles, right? And to be able to have that anointing and that power, that strength. And that's when you think about it, takes strength to do things. Because you know, and the more opposition it is, you know, the more strength it requires. Because the drag is there always. It's already sitting there. And think it's not, you have to really power that. When you do, it goes, but it's just, you can see it working, actually. It goes like that, and it's like, ooh, it comes right back down. But see, if you put it at a certain angle, then you can do it, and then, of course, it will go further. But I was just meditating on that, how anything you want to do in life, you know, come back to the Lord, change your habit, change your routine. How about that? Changing a routine, right? How many of us want to just say, it's like, I don't know, I want to get out, or I want to have time to pray. I want to have some more time to read. I want to have some more time to just go do whatever, you know, wherever the Lord meets you. You know, craft or going out hiking or hunting or whatever it is. But it takes strength to do that. It takes strength to, you know, they say it takes 21 to 28 days to break habits, right? Usually the bad habits, right? It takes that long. The bad habits can form pretty quickly if you won't watch it. But to form good habits, it takes that much, you know. So just meditating on that. Colossians, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyful. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. We don't have much more to go over, so we'll be on time today. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually, he says in Chronicles. Now, these are songs, but they're in Chronicles. Glory and honor are in his presence, strength and gladness. I think gladness is pretty a cousin of joy, because you know you have happiness, gladness, and joy. I think joy is the deepest. Are in his place. So what is his place? Remember I said, where is the place? Where is your strength lieth? Is what he said, right? But then Brother Branham asked a question. He says, Samson, where has your strength gone? But I have a question. How do you get your strength back? Where? I really believe it's in his place. Because, you know, the secret place. Shut in with God. I mean, if you've been praying for me to have the strength to bring these scriptures together and to study them and to bring this topic, it required a lot of strength, believe it or not. It required a lot of me just laying before the presence of the Lord and sitting there, you know, going against all that drag and just thrusting upwards, and just all of a sudden the Lord just lifts you up and just gives you the power and the anointing and the confirmation. Because a lot of times you have to even have fight through till you get that confirmation of what it has to be. And sometimes, like I said, it comes faster, easier than other times. Psalm 20 and 1 to 3. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God, the God of Jacob, defend thee and send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. And strengthen thee out of Zion, the bride here. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. The king shall join thy strength. And then, you see, it's kind of the joy of the Lord is my strength, right? But the king's going to joy also when he's receiving that strength. Kind of works both ways. You know, you get, you know, the joy of the Lord is your strength. But when you have that strength, you're going to rejoice on it. Because it says, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. Amen. So this is when Delilah asking, you know, go see where his strength lieth. Now the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. That's why I say anything that takes your peace, it's not worth it. Anything that, it's too expensive to have it in the kingdom of God. Anything that takes your strength, it's not worth it. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. I think we read that one before. Strengthening others here to wrap up. See, Jesus told Peter, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. See, when you receive strength, strengthen thy brother. Strength out of Zion, it said in multiple places we read earlier. It's amazing, right? It's like here we are. The Lord is the one that has source of strength, right? And when we, the paradox of how weakness and then strength, and then how, you know, of course, when we were yet without strength, Christ died for us. And then you go through being converted, and then you can still go through, right, the battles, and you still have to press on. And but see, it associates it with faith, that your faith fail not. That's what Jesus prayed. And because his faith fail not, when he's converted, he was able to strengthen the brethren. I think that's when faith, strength is perfected. I think that's the perfect strength. It's when you have strength and you realize that, yeah, it helps you, but it's mainly to strengthen the brethren. That's the selfless, you know, strength that God provides. Notwithstanding, in 2 Timothy, the Lord stood with me and he strengthened me. What do you do that for? That by the preaching, Paul speaking, writing here, by me, the preaching might be fully known and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. So it's just amazing here that says, strengthened me that others may receive. Right? I think the Lord dealt a lot with the messenger to strengthen him that we may receive, you know, this message of strength that came through to break through the atmosphere. Amen? And I believe that the answer is, where does that strength lie? At least for me, the past 2 days is shutting with God in a secret place. Where? There. In the spirit, beholding his faith. That's where you gain the new power to run in this race. How I love, how I long to be shut in with God. Amen. I think this beautiful verse reminding us that if you're out of strength, go to that secret place. Amen. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. I think that's a very mouthful there. But thanks be to God, which give us the victories through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord strengthen us this weekend. God bless you, brothers. Amen. Praise the Lord.